We are looking at 2 Kings chapter 4, and it's about the 9th century, dealing with the northern kingdom, where the worship of Baal was prevalent. It was the norm. And so therefore it was a time of the prophet Elisha, and the sons of the prophets, those who were with him and being trained with him as junior prophets, working as servants of Elisha, or helpers of Elisha. It starts in the first verse. It says, a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha, saying, your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that your servant feared the Lord, and the creditor has come to take my two sons to be his slaves. So Elisha said to her, what shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house? And she said, your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil. Then he said, go, borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors, empty vessels. Do not gather just a few. And when you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you and your sons. Then pour it into all those vessels and set aside the full ones. So she went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured it out. Now it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said to her son, bring me another vessel. And he said to her, there is not another vessel. So the oil ceased. Then she came and told the man of God and said, go sell the oil and pay your debt, and you and your sons live on the rest. This is a fascinating story about this woman and her two sons and what she had to deal with. First of all, her husband was a servant of Elisha. Her husband worked with Elisha. The husband died, but there was an outstanding debt to a creditor. Husband may have taken out a loan, and he perhaps was paying on that loan, but since the husband died, the woman was not able to fulfill that obligation of paying back the loan. So in those days, if you couldn't pay back a loan and you had a son or sons, the creditor will now take your sons and use them as slaves, or the sons will have to work for the creditor until the debt is paid. And that would have destroyed this woman's life, because she needed her sons to take care of her, and she couldn't afford or couldn't allow the creditor to take her son. So she came to the man of God and she rehearsed her story. She said, my husband feared God, he feared you, and he worked for you faithfully. And now you know he's dead. So the creditor that my husband owed wants to come and take my two sons. And I don't want that to happen. Elisha asked her then, what do you have? She said, I don't have anything left in the house except a little jar of oil. The instructions of the man of God was, go to your neighbors and borrow vessels. He told her, don't get a few, get as many as you can. Go us. wherever you can go, borrow as many vessels as you can. Take the oil and the vessels, go into your house and lock the door and pour out the oil, and then take it and sell it for you and your sons so you could live the rest of your life. Now, apparently Elisha saw this miracle coming into reality because he instructed her exactly what to do and what's going to happen. Of course, the woman had no idea how is this is going to work, but she obeyed the instructions of the man of God. When we look at this miracle, we just look at the supernatural blessings of God and how God can bless us supernaturally and abundantly and multiply and all the wonderful things we testify about the Lord. But I want you to focus here a little deeper, that oil was being used. Oil. Now, oil is very precious for many different things. But later on, we will see where oil represented the Holy Spirit, the oil of God, the anointing that the scriptures tell us, to anoint with oil, how people anointed with oil in the scripture, the early church. And so oil has the significance of the Holy Spirit. It represented in the tabernacle, and all through the scriptures, we see where oil play a very important part, not just for daily use for cooking and for food, but it also represent the oil of God, the oil of anointing, and the Spirit of God. And so I want us to focus from that angle, looking at the oil. So there were empty vessels all over this woman's kitchen. And as she poured, she told her son, pass another one. And it got filled. From that little jar of oil, something was happening here miraculously. Every time she poured, the little jar kept getting full. That little jar that she had, that was so insignificant that she had to go to the prophet and say, that's all I have. That little jar kept getting full every time she filled another vessel. Now, I want to believe that the vessel she got was a lot bigger than her little jar of oil. So the miracle was taking place before her eyes and the eyes of her son. And she kept on pouring. She kept on pouring. Like a woman and a mother, I could just imagine her eyes probably filled up with water. She probably was so happy. She was so emotional. But she kept on pouring and pouring and pouring. And all her sons had to do was just pass me another vessel. 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 The scripture says that they ran out eventually. And the son said, Mom, there are no more vessels. That's it. And immediately after they filled the last vessel, notice that the oil stayed. The oil from the little jar was not getting full anymore because they had no more vessels. In other words, the oil was not wasted. The miracle of God, the supernatural flow of God, halted. The presence of God was in that room, in that house. The door was locked. And God was in there with that woman and the two sons. And the Spirit of God was causing the supernatural flow of God to come upon those vessels. And then the oil stopped. It was not wasted. Then sometimes she opened the windows, opened the door, and ran to the man of God and said, look, we got a lot of oil. He says, sell it and go live for yourself. And go pay your bill, pay off your bill, live for you and your sons the rest of your life. That was such a supernatural flow. Maybe she had a couple barrels she borrowed. Maybe her faith just grew whilst you went to borrow a vessel. Maybe a neighbor said, well, I don't have a small one, I just have a big one. And Jesus said, give me the big one. Give me the big one. Whatever you have, just give it to me. I just need empty vessels. When I look at this today, I am encouraged about the miracle working power of God and how powerful God is. And yes, the man of God, Elijah, the word of God, he had in his mouth. But I look at the world today. I look at the natural world and I look at the spiritual world. I look at the world today. And I would say to you today that there is a debt to be paid in the world. There's a debt to be paid. And this debt is the destruction of lives. The destruction of lives taken away, taken from people, ruining people's lives. This world is cruel, taking from people's lives, want to take their children, want to take their wealth, want to take everything. And there's a debt need to be paid. But I got good news for you. Can you imagine if every Christian believer was filled with the Holy Spirit, and if they get filled with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will keep on pouring and pouring in the lives of people, in the lives of people, in the lives of people. Listen, there are so many lives in this world who are yet to receive the oil of God. Their vessels need to be filled. We have vessels walking around empty, empty vessels, void of God's touch, void of God's Spirit. And that's what the world needs. The world is living with a worldly spirit, an evil spirit, destroying and taking away to cause people of God to cry out even for themselves. Their Christian families need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. The churches need a revival of the Holy Spirit. Your families need a revival of the Holy Spirit. Our greatest need right now is not just to pay off our bills. Our greatest need right now is not because our children are in trouble. Our greatest need right now is the supernatural flow of God's Holy Spirit to bring about a change that would affect the rest of our lives. I pray today that you will have a hunger and thirst for God and for His Holy Spirit, that you will yield your vessel empty, wanting to be filled, that you will yield yourself, lock yourself, and believe God for a flow of His supernatural flow of His Holy Spirit into your life. So when you get out, you can be treasurable, you can be rich, you can do all things. You can affect the lives of people. You can go to people and satisfy their needs. This debtor was satisfied because the woman paid him off. And that's what the world needs today. That's what the church world needs today. That's what the body of Christ needs today. This is just the first portion of a series that I'm going to be teaching on the Holy Spirit. And I pray as you go back and read this scripture that you will have a new hunger and thirst for the Holy Spirit in your life. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for a supernatural flow of your Holy Spirit to fill us to the point, Father, where we can't hold no more. And so there will be another vessel next to us in need that, Father, after our flow, that vessel will be filled. Father, I pray in Jesus' holy name to let your oil flow, and I thank you. This is Dr. Carl Branker thanking you today for allowing me to share God's word with you. Be blessed.